Hi everyone, this is Linda Joy Myers and Brooke is here and we're still greeting people a little bit, but we did mute you because we have a gigantic lot of people interested in memoir, which is very exciting.
It is exciting. I love it. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful that all of these memoirists are showing up to talk about revving up their memoirs.
Mm-hmm.
Such a important and popular topic, so we'll be talking more about that in just a minute. And it's 3:59, so we're just going to wait about another minute, and then we're going to get started, and because the chimes are off, we won't be interrupted, and we're going to give
mm-hmm.
you some information about getting revved up.
Yeah, 'tis the season. Things are, I don't know, a lot of people are from all over the United States. We don't want to brag too much out here in California, but we're having beautiful spring weather that makes you feel revved up a little bit here.
For
and
sure.
I think people are ready for the new season. Well, it's 4 o'clock. Why don't we just get started and welcome everybody that's on the line. And more of you will be joining, but we are recording this, and so the people who signed up will be able to get a copy of the recording.
Yeah, and thank you all so much for joining us today. And we are here to talk to you a little bit about revving up and also to tell you a little bit about what we're doing at Write Your Memoir in 6 Months, since that's part of what this is all about. And so we're going to start with our content. You know, we have lots of great stuff for you today and end with just a little talk about what we're doing and an offer. So thank you so much for being with us today. And Linda Joy is going to kick off with some news about the reasons why we need to talk about revving up our memoir in the first place.
It's because we
let go of it and we don't do it. And there are all these good reasons, right, for letting it go and abandoning it.
They appear to be good reasons when we're feeling concerned or shy or quiet or silenced or whatever. So, I mean, many of you, most memoirists that I talk to feel two ways about writing their memoir. They can't wait to do it, and they find ways to not do it. And that's very normal and very common, but there's truly solutions to the problem of not writing, because we all know that if we don't write our memoir, it won't get written. The little elves in the closet are not going to write it for us. So some of these reasons are very understandable. They have to do with the inner critic voice saying various things, but anything from, gosh, you know, is this really interesting? Who else is going to be interested in my story but me? What will my family think? Oh my gosh, if I change names, everybody's going to know who this is, and therefore I really can't write the truth. So then it comes on around to facing and wrestling with what are your truths, what are you needing to write about. And we all know how quickly we can censor ourselves. In fact, most of us grow up being taught to be quiet, to censor what we think and feel. Some people are raised, children should be seen and not heard. And those voices pop back into our heads when we're under a little stress about the memoir. The other thing is that, you know, some people have started their memoir and really got going and then got somewhere along where the voices in the head got louder than the ability to sit down and write. Brooke and I have coined a name for that. That's the muddy middle, but it can happen anywhere from 20 pages in onward. And the other thing is that we get busy. We find all these things that we need to do instead of write our memoir. And everyone's busy. It's really true. And it does take some doing sometimes to plan our time. But again, there are solutions to these problems. Some of them are psychological. These are what Brooke calls saboteurs, which I love that word. The saboteurs that get in the way of us prioritizing our writing and making it be something that we do regularly or first thing. Brooke, I'm going to spontaneously mention, you mentioned this site called 750 Words.
Mm-hmm. 750words.com. Yeah, I just discovered it, actually. One of my clients turned me on to it, and I think it's a great solution for having some accountability to write, you know, in a regular way, 750 words a day.
Right, right. So I'll segue to you because accountability is one of the things that you want to talk about as we look at, well, how do you get your group back?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're talking about strategies today. And one of the things I'll say is we kind of jumped in. A few people were late, and I think we're also so anxious, you know, that one of the things we forgot to do was give a little bit of context about who we are and how we're coming to this. And so I'll just interject here to say that, you know, both of us have been memoir coaches for a long time, and Linda Joy is the head of the National Association of Memoir Writers. And my background is, you know, primarily in memoir editing from my years as the executive editor at Seal Press. And what I love about how Linda Joy and I come to memoir together is that we both bring different and similar backgrounds, because Linda Joy's background is as a therapist, and she's worked through, all those kinds of things, you know, the things she was talking about, you know, the psychological, the time, the family, the inner and outer critics. And I do a lot of that in my coaching, and I'm also, very focused on publishing, coming out of the publishing world. But surprise, published authors struggle with the same things, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's this long road to getting published that, you know, especially with memoir, involves writing the memoir first. And so all of these things have come out of our many years of coaching clients, you know, to complete their memoirs and then ultimately to publish their memoirs. And some of the strategies that I think are proven writer strategy, number one, in my opinion, is what I call writer's gym. And writer's gym, you know, anyone who works out knows that you're more likely to show up at the gym if you have a buddy who's going to show up and be there with you. And this doesn't necessarily mean having a writing group, because that can be a little hard and you don't meet that often. And so what it literally means is having an accountability partner who you can email when you show up and email when you leave. And that can be an actual rigorous and very good way of holding yourself accountable without putting out your friend, you know, or if you have a coach, better yet, do it with a coach. I mean, I do this with tons of my clients that I say, okay, look, you're really struggling to sit your butt down in the chair and write. And so you send me an email when you sit down and you have your 1 or your 2 or your 3 hour writing session, and then you email me when you are done. And really setting that up with someone, and that other person on the other end of the line or other end of the email doesn't have to do anything except send back, you know, great, got it, or cool, good job. But that can really be a game changer, and it's something that I have seen work really, really well. The other one that I'm going to suggest in terms of strategies for prioritizing your writing, you know, Linda Joy mentioned time, and I think that time, for those of you who have kids, family, partners, jobs, you know, probably 100% of you, you know, who are struggling to find time, is just really getting out of your house, you know, because everyone I talk to, you know, it's like maybe you even have a lot of time on your hands, but it's the laundry that's pulling you away from doing your writing. I have, you know, many of the clients I've worked with over the years actually have had things like household chores that suddenly call to them in a way that is, you know, stronger than ever before the minute they sit down to their writing. And it's very easy to get, you know, pulled away from those household chores and, you know, pulled away from your memoir writing and toward the household chores. And so you want to find a way to get out of your house and do cafe writing, go to a local coffee shop, whatever the thing is. Linda Joy mentioned 750 words. I think it is a great site, you know, because one of the things that you all need if you really want to work your memoir is word accountability. And that means, you know, writing a certain amount of words every week. And it's one of the things that we're highly focused on in our longer 6-month course is writing 10,000 words a month. And what we're finding excitingly with this current group of students who's working through our program is that, you know, they are getting stuck and they are, you know, some of them are in places that feel difficult, but they're overcoming because of the word accountability and because they're turning in content to us every other week to look at. And it just sets up this whole new dynamic about what it means to get your writing done. Do you want to weigh in with anything, Linda?
Well, I myself became a guinea pig on the 750-word site, and, you know, and it can be anything. So what was really nice, it was kind of like going back to morning pages and kind of muttering and chewing over things that I wasn't ready to write productively, but I wanted to write something. And sure enough, every little thing that I wrote about in there became something I could work on later that day. And so it was really very helpful. Or you can treat it very much as this is where I'm going to do my writing, you know. And then you get rewards on the side, and you get little badges, and they send you an email saying congratulations.
I love that. Yeah, you gotta treat yourself. You know, let's not underestimate the value of treating yourself, right? And I know, you know, I also was a guinea pig for this, and that I wrote my own book, which is a prescriptive book. It's a how-to called What's Your Book? And I did write that book in 6 months as an experiment to see what it would feel like to write a book in 6 months. And, you know, I always do qualify because I really do think memoir is harder. You know, it requires more of you. It requires more, you know, kind of reaching into your guts and pulling out, you know, the essence of who you are. There's no question that it's hard. And people, you know, use all kinds of analogies, like, it, you know, just feels like torture and all of these hard things. And yet, I also think the rewards as a result of that are that much sweeter. And so this, you know, these things about prioritizing your writing and telling out loud and saying that you're, you know, that you're doing it and telling, you know, people on Facebook and speaking it out loud, that doesn't mean sharing your writing. And we talk about this a lot, Linda Joy and I, with our students, you know, it doesn't mean that you should go out and say, hey, everyone, read my writing. You know, we think that you need to be a little bit guarded, but you should, you know, really talk about this goal that you have and this commitment, you know, whether it's 6 months or whether, you know, it's to finish by the end of the year. It just so happens that our six-month course is to finish by the end of the year by the time it starts in June. But, you know, these kinds of promises to yourself are easy to break, but they're much less easy to break if you're promising it to others and telling other people how much you care about getting this thing done.
There's nothing like a public confession or public humiliation, if you say, I'm going to do this. I don't believe
yes,
it.
We're into public humiliation. No.
We're not really into public humiliation. But, you know, it is what happens. I remember when you were writing your book, you were saying, well, all right, I put this video on YouTube, and I promised that I would do it. And then when it got really hard, I was like, oh, no, I put that on YouTube, and now what? I mean, it was, you know, something on your mind.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. It was on my mind in a way that I don't even realize. I mean, I can't even speak to the ways that it was on my mind. And one of the posts that I did for YouTube was my excuse list, you know, and I put it on my whiteboard and I filmed it. And it was meant to be tongue-in-cheek, and it was actually really fun for me, but it showed me all the reasons why I wasn't writing. And then to put it out in a very public way, you know, I enjoyed it because I was kind of poking fun at myself and I was using myself as an example. But, you know, it was true. Every single one of those excuses was true, and they absolutely were excuses. And so we're just looking for ways to encourage everyone. You know, it's like you're showing up on this call because you have a memoir in progress or you have a completed memoir or whatever stage it's in, and for whatever reason, it's sitting. You know, it's not doing the next thing it's supposed to do, which is either getting written or getting edited or getting rewritten or getting published. And everyone who is in the place that you're in, you know, it's like you have that little niggling feeling in the back of your head, like, I really should do something with this. And that's really what we're, you know, all of our work is about, moving people to that next place.
And I have a story about that. I was writing and not writing my memoir for many years. My memoir is Don't Call Me Mother, A Daughter's Journey from Abandonment to Forgiveness. And I just came out with a new edition. But when I was writing the first edition of it, I mean, part of it is that I was living it, as many of you may very well be, living it while I was writing it, and I was living with lack of resolution of parts of it emotionally while I was writing it. And those are some of the challenges that do come with memoir. But after a while, I got discouraged, and it just, you know, my inner critic was winning, and my sense of kind of embarrassment that this is a personal family story and there's a lot of dark stuff in it got to me. And so I'd put it off for 9 months here and 6 months there until finally I got the feeling that it was chasing me. I mean, I really would look over my left shoulder and go, gosh, are you still there? Will you just leave me alone? I really can't do this. I'm not going to do it. It's really fine. It was a great idea, but I'm not a writer, and it's hard, and all the things that we say, that we all say. But finally, I just couldn't stand it anymore. I felt like a coward. I felt like I let myself down. I felt like all the negative voices were winning, and they'd already taken up too much airtime in my head most of my life anyway. And I decided that I was going to get it done, so I hired a coach, and I presented her 20 pages a week until I got it done. And I got it done, you know, and then I had to edit it, and I went through some more stages. But it really was chasing me, and so I've been there. I mean, I really know how that feels. And so the thing that we have to do is, you know, figure out what will it take for you to tackle yours again and to be clear about what's in the way. So I always suggest that people make a list of why they want to write their memoir. What is your story? Why in the first place did you think of doing a memoir? Did you want to do a memoir? What was your passion in writing it? What did you feel that you felt was important for other people to know? Because a memoir is not a journal. I mean, you all know. I mean, a memoir is a story, and most people do write a memoir because they want to share a story with other people. Not everyone is going to maybe get published, and some people just write it for themselves, and I've worked with a lot of people who are writing it for their own healing so they can understand something better, so that they feel more resolved, for instance, with their family or with their healing journey, perhaps through an illness or whatever it is they're trying to really investigate, and that's important. But many people really do feel they have a message, and they think that someone else can learn from their story. So I think it's important to write down what your inner critic is saying, and Brooke and I really dig into this when we're teaching our courses, both of them. We go through these exercises in great detail, but even today you could write down 5 of your inner critic voices and what are they saying to you, and then answer them back. You know, come back at them with, wait a second, this is why I want to do this. I really suggest that you do that. Go ahead.
So I was going to interrupt and say, you know, that it's so powerful. It's one of the things we actually touched upon this week in our course, this idea of the reconnecting and its value, you know, of getting to the heart of it and why you're writing a memoir in the first place. And we had sort of discussed on in our course that there were really 2 reasons that both of us had heard coming up time and time again about why people want to write their memoirs. And, you know, the first being that they really, truly want to help people. They want to be able to read a book that wasn't there for them when they went through what they were going through. Or second, you know, is that they just have this really profound, unique, whether it's fun or traumatic or interesting or crazy story that they have always wanted to tell, you know, that's just been with you for forever. And those 2 things, you know, neither one of those is going to let you go. You know, and that's why the revving up, the kickstarting, you know, these are always really popular calls with us, because I think everyone has that that sense that this is not something that's just going to let them go. You know that once you've started, once you have this idea, you know, you've been bitten by the memoir bug, and you, in some ways, I think you do have a responsibility to your memoir to complete it.
Well, it will call to you. I think I've heard people say that what happened to me has happened to them, you know, that it taps them.
It chases you.
I
love that story. I do. I've heard it a few times, and I do. I think it's just so vivid, and it's so relevant to, you know, things that we've heard from others along the journey. And so we, you know, want to focus on reconnecting you to the heart of your story and what moves you. As Linda Joy says, please, please, you know, don't just think it, write it down. down, you know, what is the reason that you wrote this in the first place. We're always suggesting to people to put that writing in their writing space. You know, I constantly am telling my clients, you know, put that on a post-it and put it in your writing space. In my own writing space, you know, I have lots of little messages and things to myself to keep myself inspired. And, you know, lately we've sensed a real shift here in, you know, the writers that we've worked with, you know, around this idea of what they're creating, you know, that they are creating art, you know, that these are, you're an artist, and it's, you know, it is beautiful. There's a craft that you're paying attention to when you're writing memoir. You have a story to tell. And like I said, whether it's funny or traumatic, there is still beauty inherent in your story and this message to convey. And I did want to just share this metaphor because I was at the San Miguel Writers Conference a couple weeks ago, and Luis Urrea was one of the keynote speakers. And he just spoke about this idea that all writers, there are like brilliant souls on fire. And it so resonated with me, this idea of a soul on fire, because I really think that those of you, you know, who are in this and who are really committed, you know, your soul is on fire to write, or your soul is on fire to write your memoir. You know, it's pulling at you, it's keeping you alive. And when you fan those flames, that soul on fire just grows bigger and bigger. And we're, you know, really, really interested in helping people stay connected to that, because I think it's, you know, when that fire burns low, it's simmering, you know, you're still a soul on fire. You're just, you know, you're a soul on fire who's not glowing as brightly as you might.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are times when we do simmer our story a little bit. We need to think about it. It's a little bit like a pregnancy, whether you're a man or a woman, you know, there's something developing inside. I know that when I'm getting ready to write something, I feel this sort of buzz in my belly or something, you know, where, what is going to be the first line? What is going to be the first image? And it's not just going on in my head. It's this thing that is sort of incubating a little bit. But we don't want to incubate it too much. Like if you let your bread sit too long and rise too long, it'll go plop. You know, it will not bake up right in the oven. And so we've also seen, as we work with people, how helpful it is to have other like-minded people in the gang of writers in your writer life, you know. And it really helps with some of them are memoirists. I've been in fiction groups. I know other memoirists who have, and sometimes that works fine. But sometimes the genre is so different in a critique group that, you know, actually memoirs aren't hiding behind the fictional wall. They can't say, well, I made that up, or they'll get in big trouble with Oprah, you know. you're sitting there unzipping yourself and saying, yeah, this is the truth. And, you know, it helps to be around other people who are doing the same kind of thing. And that's part of why Brooke and I really enjoy these kinds of calls and the courses, the short courses that we're doing this spring and the longer course, because we're all learning from each other. I'm learning from everyone that's in the course too. Oh, that's an interesting way to put that feeling of being stuck, or oh, I didn't get stuck in that particular way. Oh, that is something that happens to people, and to really find out people's personal experience with their material, we call it, but when in memoir, our material and our characters, quotes around both of those words, they're our lives, you know, and
yeah.
It's no joke. I mean, it's, you know, this is real. And therein is the joy, and therein is the challenge.
Absolutely. And so we're, you know, we're wanting to offer, you know, for you to continue with us. We have an offer tonight specifically around this idea of revving up your memoir. We're teaching a course. It starts a week from tonight, March 5th. It's just a four-week course. They're each an hour long. They're each on the phone. You know, no difficult technology involved. And this course number one is called Kickstart Your Memoir, The Tools You Need to Write a Great Memoir. And we're really loving these intro courses. You know, we did a couple last fall. They were really successful. People really, you know, got movement around their call. And you know, these classes are already cheap. They're $99 if you schedule regularly, and for tonight, for the people who are on the call, we have a special offer. It's $89. And if you register tonight, you'll get a copy of my book, which is the What's Your Book. And so we'd love to invite all of you to join us, you know, to be on this four-week call, to do the Kickstart Your Memoir. We're going to talk about, you know, some of the concepts that we've talked about tonight, but lots of other, you know, interesting stuff as well. And Linda Joy and I, you know, we love our teaching together because we're spontaneous together, and we kind of come bring to the course, you know, things that are up in the culture, and, you know, we take questions, and we're, you know, very engaged with whatever is up for you. So we really would love for you to join us in these short courses. Anything else you want to say about the short course, mm-hmm. Linda Joy?
Well, they're kind of a shot in the arm. I talked to some people who took them last fall with us, and they said, wow, I really got unstuck. One person was, you know, telling me that it helped her get unstuck. And the other is that it's kind of fun to hang out with a bunch of memoir writers, you know, because we talk about the way our minds work. If we're writing memoir, whether it's an amusing memoir, like Brooke said, or a serious one, or anything in between, we're solving similar problems. And so that they found that really helpful, even just to be briefly with people who were, you know, trying to solve the same problems they were.
Exactly, yeah. So this class specifically, Kickstart Your Memoir, Tools You Need, we're going to be addressing theme, message, scope, and the inner critic specifically. The class dates are March, you know, these four Tuesdays in March, and they start at 4 o'clock and they're 1 hour. So we definitely want to invite you to that. You can register on our site at writeyourmemoirin6months.com, and we put them on, you know, a few of the different pages. So you click on 1 month, or you click on, you know, the program details, you'll see the possibility to join us tonight for $89. So, you know, it's like $20-something a class, and, you know, we're very interested in helping you in specific ways. You know, like I said, you can send us questions. Sometimes we open it up for questions, and the offer along with that is my book. And then the other thing that we want to do for all of you today as a thank you for joining us on today's call is to offer a discount on the longer course. So for any of you who are interested and want to take seriously this thing, you know, this thing that is getting your memoir completed, the 6 month class has just been awesome. You know, we have 14 students right now. They're 2 months in. It's been absolutely an incredible journey, and we're only 2 months in. And so I really want to encourage, you know, anyone who has questions about it, you know, email us. You can email us directly from our website. You know, there's a link to contact us pretty front and central. We're happy to talk to you one-on-one. And or if you know that you're ready to commit, take the plunge. Like we said, just live out loud, do it, you know, like you've been thinking about it. The class is $13.95, but we're giving $150 off tonight, and it's just $150 to make a deposit. You know, so you can deposit for $150 tonight to commit to start in June, and it's June through November. It's every other week, and you will write 10,000 words a month. And we're loving this course. We're super excited about continuing it and the success of the first course, you know, just being able to continue to offer this. And it's really, you know, unique in its structure. I've seen a lot of things as like write your memoir in a month.
Can't do that.
It's you know, memoir is a really precious genre, and we both love and really honor memoir, and we love to teach memoir, and we like to support writers to complete. So this
I want to add something.
Yeah.
And it's not just 10,000 words of anything. I mean, the people in the class are really wrestling with 10,000 pretty darn good words. You know, not a final draft. It's still an early draft or first draft or whatever. But it's also not garbage either. I mean, they're wrestling with real words, the real content, too. So when we say 10,000 words, we're talking about content that is thought out and planned out to some degree. We use the techniques of free writing along with some kinds of outlining that help people stay organized and focused. And they send those words, and you know, we know now because we've done it for 2 months that people really take it very seriously to write some words. They at the end will go, well, not so bad. I'm going to revise it, but not bad, not irrelevant words. So they're really good 10,000 words.
Yeah, and we have a lot of people in our course right now who, you know, they had a lot of content and just sort of feeling like they wanted support with their memoir, you know, that they had maybe, you know, a handful of people already have 40, 50,000 words completed. Mm-hmm. But they're, you know, it really did feel like a draft to them. You know, they wanted to polish their work. They wanted feedback from us, you know, and you get assigned one of us as your, you know, a kind of an assigned memoir or a mentor. Thank you, yes. And then we read your material and we comment on your material. So it's a really, you know, it's a serious class for those of you who are serious about completing. And, you know, we hope that you feel inspired, you know, no matter what, with today's tips, that you rev up and get back into it. You know, please join us. You know, whether you choose to take the short course or whether you're interested in the long course, we'd love for you to find us on Facebook. I'm at Warner Coaching, and Linda Joy, yours is Linda Joy Myers Author. Is that right?
Yes, on Facebook. Right.
On Facebook, because you can ask us questions online, you can ask us questions directly, you know, anything that is up for you just in terms of your process and where you're at, you know, we'd love you to just be engaged and know that we're two people out there who really care about memoir. And take a look at Linda Joy's National Association of Memoir Writers, which is just a fantastic resource.
I want to tell people something about that. So if you go to NAMW.org, you'll find the National Association of Memoir Writers, for those of you who don't know about it. I'm the president and founder, and twice a month we have teleseminars. We have once a month, they're free to anybody. Anybody can sign up. In March, we have a free seminar on March 7th, and they're called roundtables, the free ones, and it's on characters in your memoir, which we all know is a challenge because they're like real people sitting down in Topeka, Kansas, wondering why we're writing a memoir about them. So that'll be a great thing for you all to join if you want to.
Yeah, and, you know, there's lots, we both have lots and lots of resources. You know, at the end of the day, we're both memoir advocates. We want you all to finish your memoir. We want you all to be thinking about publishing your memoir. So I believe that that's it for today's call, and we're, you know, grateful to all of you for attending. Please join us for our short course. For those of you who are really serious about getting the work done in 6 months, contact us and ask us questions, and or, like I said, just dive in and, you know, reserve your spot for that $150, and you get $150 off. And for the long course, you also get a copy of Linda Joy's newest book. She has two new books out, the reissue of her memoir, but she also has this brilliant workbook called Journey of Memoir. And it's wonderful. Really fantastic resource that comes with the course. There's a lot of information on our site about all the things that come with the long course, you know, interviews with best-selling memoirists that she and I have done, and, you know, lots of resources. So, you know, if you got on today's call thinking, you know what, I have this memoir I've always wanted to write and you're really ready to do it, then that's what we're all about. And so we're going to leave it at that. And thank you so much again. And we look forward to connecting with each and every one of you in some capacity. So thanks for your time today. And Linda Joy, as always, thank you.
Yeah, thank you all for calling and being with us today. And at NAMW, our motto is be brave, write your story. So I hope you do. Thank you.
Love it. Right on.
All right, great.
Bye.
Bye-bye.